Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the LMIC, talking cull cows. Back with Jim in just a moment.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Express Ranches has got their 2018 Spring Bull Sale coming Friday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 500 Angus and 40 Hereford bulls for sale. They'll be featuring the Express Ranches 2018 Angus National Western Stock Show Grand Champion Carload and Grand Champion Pin Bulls. For details, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 2nd, Yukon, Oklahoma. A lot of factors pushing the cull cow market lower, according to Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. As a result, prices for both beef and dairy cows being culled from their herds are definitely under pressure compared to this point a year ago.
Well, we've seen a cull cow market that has been weaker than anticipated. In fact, the month of January was below December's in the Southern Plains cull cow prices. But last week, we saw a pretty good uptick, and what we think has happened here is we have increased number of beef cows coming to slaughter, and that's been up year-to-date 12% year-over-year. Now, those are obviously open cows, but people are making some decisions, and maybe they were going to take those cull cows a little bit longer on wheat pasture or inexpensive forage, which has kind of evaporated here in many areas. Also, we've had on top of that a 3% year-over-year increase in dairy cow slaughter due to low milk prices. So we're up year-to-date 7% on cow slaughter. That is, maybe we'll slow down a little bit. This last week we did see in the Southern Plains about $4 per hundredweight higher cull cow market than we did the prior week. And there's a strong seasonal pattern where we start to pull up cull cow prices, especially as the fed cattle market gets stronger. So, you know, we are seeing some uptick in cull cow prices, but from a very low base. And as we look ahead, the drought conditions and also the dairy cow slaughter levels due to low milk prices probably keep these cull cow slaughter rates above a year ago for several more weeks and maybe longer. So that's a concern for those producers that have still got some open cows, or that are maybe, as we get into calving season, find some open cows. How do we market those animals?
So bottom line, according to Jim Robb, we've got a lot of factors out there that are coming together on cull cow prices right now. Whether you're talking about on the beef side, higher forage prices, making it a little less attractive to be able to put extra pounds on that cow before you take her to market. Drought conditions, most certainly. For the dairy side of things, lower milk prices and the possibility of a whole herd dairy buyout coming that could put a lot of cows on the market down the road, not too far in the future. Rob says there is a window of opportunity, it seems like right now, for a little better cull cow prices, but it may not last long.
We probably have to put a sharp pencil to that, and especially giving our forage supplies, looking at selling those animals earlier rather than later. And So we're going to get an opportunity here in the next few weeks to see these cull cow prices probably work a little bit higher. But again, not as much higher as we often do due to the larger supplies coming into the marketing system.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Apache Livestock Cow Sale, Saturday, February 24th at Apache Livestock Market, Apache, Oklahoma. Some 600 to 800 cows and pairs will be available, and the sale is still taking consignments, featuring cows from Chevy Brown, Phelan Ranches, and Dennis Olson Hereford Bulls. For more information or to see videos or descriptions, go to the website www.apacheauction.com or call 888-926-9696. Apache Livestock Cow Sale, Saturday, February 24th.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.